Blog Talk Radio.
One night, Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barn and with the greatest of care. To the hen house, something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop all that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us." He kindly point that gun the other way and holla, holla, holla up in the hay, 'cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. Shaking the ground, kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in. And hobble, 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 hobble with your chin, 'cause tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay, ground to dig and worms to scratch. Thanks a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch, 'cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens, done.
You're listening to Nonprofit Radio, FM 97.3, KZAC LP Sacramento, 104.9 FM, KGIG LP Modesto Ripon, or FM 93.3, KPHD LP Modesto Ceres.
Welcome to today's edition of The Backstory with former Mayor Carmen Sabatino, with news and information you will not read in the local paper or hear on area radio and TV. The Backstory presents an insider's view of what's really happening on a local political scene. And now, let's join your host, Carmen Sabatino, to learn The Backstory.
Well, good morning and welcome once again to The Backstory. My name is Carmen Sabatino, former Mayor of Modesto, and attempting once again to inform you, really, of what's going on in the city and the county. I was looking over government in this city, in this county, and I've determined that our government is for sale or rent. And the overriding picture is the fact that our government is outsourced. You look around and see what government functions have been taken over by nonprofits and consultants. One of the biggest nonprofits is what is presently called DOMO, and that started out as the Downtown Community Benefit District, and they now have formed a nonprofit that collects, well, it's going to be over $1 million a year of taxpayer money. Money that has been raised through the property owners of downtown Modesto. That is a square mile of downtown Modesto that now literally is run by a nonprofit. And the city issues them this, check every month or every 6 months or every year. I don't know how they collect that. The fact is that everywhere we look today in the paper, I think we saw charter schools, that they are somewhat under, well, not attack, well, maybe so, that charter schools really drain money from public schools, and we'll get back to you on that. For now, I wanted to play a thing on taxes by Janice Keating. Janice Keating was the, well, actually, she denies it, but she was the gopher for the Zagaris political machine, and Janice was okay, I've got it. Let's play this, and we'll be right back.
Tina was able to grace us with this positive presence. I saw a great headline today on the Drudge Report. Fall is the best time for brain activity. One can hope, I guess, and I hope some of you use yours. The discussion 2 weeks ago was regarding bylaws. Somehow, the rejection of bylaws, to which the commission has been operating without since October 2017, turned into a discussion about dismantling and removing the ordinance passed by the Modesto City Council and promised to the taxpayers of the city that there would be oversight, regardless of your definition. Any request that we've had or any discussion of Measure L has involved Measure L. System for delay of projects? How dare you? $9.6 million is sitting in the accounts for the city of Modesto at Stancog. This is our binder. I'm sure we all saved it. We cherish it. Everybody likes a nice binder. These are the projects that were approved by you before October of 2017. 3, 10, 13, including the Lakewood resurfacing project, which you tried to blame the Measure L Commission for postponing. Three of these projects are over $5 million, and they're still sitting there. I believe Supervisor Chieda was trying to gently nudge you to actually spend the taxpayers' dollars that you're taking out of their pockets, which they can very little afford. And a small thing like an oversight commission shouldn't bother you. In addition to all those projects, these were presented for us to think about and discuss in October of 2017. There's 12 more. We've approved everything, and we've had subsequent meetings where more projects were brought forward. If there is a nitpicky thing that anyone wants to pull out of all of this, it's because they're proposing using Measure L funds as matching dollars for grants prior to the pavement. The stakeholders bought in because nobody trusts Modesto. The measure would have tanked. Needed to approve the commission with strict oversight, real time. Look at your track record. It's embarrassing. The Measure L funds should not be going towards paying for new staff. We have road contractors, we have construction crews, we have estimators, and we have engineers that all operate out of here. The entire message for Measure L was a good community and a good funding source lifts all boats. If you can't get these things out to bid, and you haven't, then you better start working with the community. And you better get with the private contractors, and you better get on it now. You've opened a Pandora's box. None of us were looking at any of this. We were focusing on what we were asked to do. But now we know. Now we know this is the... You lack leadership, you lack oversight, and you don't do your homework. You came marching before this community 2 weeks ago, and you leveled some pretty darn serious accusations. Some terrible, terrible, personal insults. Anyone with an ounce of sense can see this as a bait and switch. If you're so politically tone deaf that you would allow your attorney to bring what he brought to you today and actually take it, then you lack a backbone. And you all need to start taking control. If you approve this tragedy, you've made a promise to the voters to get money and votes. Now you've got it. You want to close the curtains and shut out the light of day. You choose.
And I'd like to thank the council for being up here listening. Well, there you have it. Former City Councilwoman Janice Keating and one of her rants. And quite frankly, Janice, as I said, was a representative of Mike Zagaris and George Petrolakis, who are the one of the driving forces in the private sector. When they elect people to city council seats or help people in the board of supervisors, they expect that what their wishes should be honored, that we got you there, so you dance with us, or we'll go after you. Here's another short clip, the council. Tax Council and Mayor, and it's only 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. Former Mayor Carmen Sabatino. You won't have to ask me to shed light. I'm going to give you all the light you need. I bring to you institutional memory of transportation taxes. Going back to the first one that we tried to do back in 2001, that failed. I don't call them they anymore. I call them people of power and means. And Craig Lewis came to my office, and he wouldn't support the tax. He says, there's just not enough money in it for us. Us did not include the other cities, because that was the plan, that it was to be shared with all of the cities. So that failed. This city, thanks to Dave Thomas, lost $14 million a year with his opposition to the city 0.5% sales tax. And the reason he opposed it is, had it won, he wouldn't have been ready for Measure L. People were not going to pass 2 sales taxes within a year. Your tax had to fail. Our tax had to fail. And we didn't get any sales tax. But $500,000 was spent on Measure L. You see, Measure L brought the money, the $25 million a year, for the people of power and means. There's no profit in potholes, profit and slurring. That's not what the money is for. You know, at least you could be honest about it. I go back with Dave Thomas to when I was mayor. He wanted to be my chief of staff. He resigned from the Stanislaus Taxpayers Association and then came back. There is no Stanislaus Taxpayers Association. It doesn't exist. It's been suspended by the state of California. And as far as StanislausTaxpayersAssociation.com, I own that. The backstory owns that. So I'm sorry that the defense for what was proposed has become personal. The people on that commission, I regret that they went through what they had to do. But that's sort of a tactic here. Destroy somebody's character, get them on your side.
Okay, there's one last piece. And this is pretty much in all in one meeting. In addition to Janice Keating, and I just talked briefly, there was a speech by Dave Thomas. Dave Thomas of the Taxpayers Association. We could talk a little bit about that, but let's hear from another oration, rant by Dave Thomas, probably a little similar to Janice Keating. They had it who was going to go first, second, and third. But here's Dave Thomas.
Not that you don't know that. When I saw what was being discussed at the last council meeting, I was absolutely astonished. I was blindsided. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. There were criticisms that were totally false. I will tell you some of them had to be fabricated because they had no bearing in fact. None until today, not one council person contacted me to ask about the truthfulness of these criticisms, because you couldn't know since you hadn't been to the meetings. Today, two councilmen reached out to me, and we had nice discussions. Profitable. Unwarranted attacks on commissioners is reprehensible. Suggesting that we violated our trust, I want to know specifics. Either you produce the specifics or they don't exist. My Greek daddy told me about politics a long time ago. So did my mom. I can't repeat what my mother said because they were very specific, somewhat crude, as elegant a lady as she was. He talked to me about petty politics. And he also talked to me about the exercise of political power. Actually, he called it the exercise of raw political power. I've come to see that exercise in many, many situations. I gotta tell you, I admire people who are able to change the nature of the discussion by simply writing a few words. Last meeting, a fairly simple motion was made and seconded and passed, not unanimously. That motion has turned into, as Councilwoman Ayu clearly stated, a repudiation and a suspension of the current commission without any conversation. It's impossible. And if the successive proposal would have had a nexus to this commission, in other words, if you'd taken a scalpel and worked on it and said, well, we have some problems here, let's just cut a little here or add a little here, we could have a discussion. But no, you used a chainsaw. Your staff wrote a chainsaw issue where you destroy and repudiate your promise to the taxpayers and create a system of castrati who will sing the praises of the council after the money has been spent. I don't get, well, yes, I do get it, actually. That's the problem. I do get it. I understand. If you accept this resolution before you today, right now, you will clearly tell the ratepayers, the sales taxpayers in Modesto, that you want them to spend their money, pay their taxes, and shut up. You don't want to hear from them. You don't want the citizens to know. Transparency doesn't exist in this government. Opaqueness does. And I'm sorry if you think that I'm being cruel. I'm sorry about that. But you have to understand how it affected 11 good people who some people criticized unfairly, unwarrantedly, and fallaciously. So, do what you want to do. We already know that you don't want taxpayers involved in your decision-making process. I think the damage is irreparable. Even if you do the right thing now, people are going to remember that. We demanded that this council consider this commission before we, as an association, the Taxpayers Association, would consider endorsing the proposed tax. And you made a promise. This council, seconded by Mrs. Knoyer, voted to accept this commission. And some months later, you summarily are addressing a situation to terminate it without discussing it with the people involved. I have a good friend who would say that's a mighty damn lot of chutzpah.
Mr. Thomas, thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
My letter of resignation will be on your desk later.
You know, right after Dave Thomas finished this little oration, and maybe we ought to clarify exactly what this was all about. This was all about a commission that was formed as a promise when we passed Measure L, the sales tax. And the promise was that this commission would be formed and would have oversight on how the money was to be spent. And Janice Keating and Dave Thomas, who really might want to tell the backstory. The backstory is that the city of Modesto did, in fact, have a sales tax proposal on the ballot, and it was supported by former Mayor Garrett Marsh. Well, Measure G, I think it was, and that measure had to fail. It couldn't pass, because if we had passed that measure for the city sales tax, what they really hadn't planned for the future was Measure L, which was going to be a county sales tax. It was going to be, a big one. But if the city had passed their own sales tax, they knew that the citizens of this county, or particularly this city, would not pass the bigger Measure L tax if the Measure G tax had passed. So Keating and Thomas worked diligently to make sure that that measure would fail, and quite frankly, that Mayor Marsh would not be reelected. But now here they are, commissioners. I think he said there were 11 who were not looking for oversight, but who were demanding where this money was to be spent. And the government sort of backed off and said, well, you know, thank you, commission, but I think we can take it over from here. So in that respect, Keating and Thomas were double-crossed. Dave Thomas, at this meeting then, said, you know, my letter of recommendation will be on your desk tomorrow. I doubt if that ever happened. We didn't get a tape of the end of that segment where Tony Madrigal said, oh, no, please don't do this. Don't you resign. You know, come to my office. Well, let's talk this over. So the Stanislaus Taxpayers Association doesn't even exist. Okay, that Taxpayers Association is registered with the backstory. So I don't know how Dave Thomas can go before the council or the Board of Supervisors. I'd like to see him do it. It would be interesting if he still thinks that the Stanislaus Taxpayers Association exists in the form that he thinks it does. So, hey, I mentioned briefly, and it was in today's paper, what we're talking about is government being outsourced, and like this commission, and so on and so forth. Another example of government outsourcing is the creation of charter schools. And some schools are good. Some charter schools do an excellent job. But the reality is that the California Charter Schools Association aren't complaining about the fact that a California law now says that the charter schools must hold open meetings and make records public. You can't be against that, okay? So they don't mind now that charter schools should be accountable. But the fact is that making them accountable tells people how much money is being drained from public schools to finance and support charter schools. So we're looking forward to what records are made public and what these nonprofits, charter schools, are doing with public money. Charter school backers spent more than $20 million last year in an effort to elect Newsom, and this is our governor, $20 million and Newsom delivered. So, anyhow, we want to talk to you a little bit tomorrow more about the outsourcing of government and government for sale or rent. Talk to you tomorrow at 11. Thanks for listening.